And welcome to the 12th episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. This week, we spoke with Matt Lacey, creator and CEO of the ChemoWave app, which is designed to manage cancer symptoms and conditions by keeping track of a patient's overall well-being to understand how their experiences may be related to feeling better or worse during treatment. Matt came up with the idea by utilizing his own expertise and background while helping his partner Rick through side effects that he was experiencing from his treatment for non-Hodgkin lymphoma.
4 years ago, Rick was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it threw us for a loop. Rick was very healthy, running 5 miles a day, and we discovered a lump on his neck, and so it was one of those, he was feeling great, looked great, and out of the blue, discovered that he had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and what pretty much everybody does in that situation starts with going online and trying to navigate or figure out what they can do in the situation. And that was certainly true in Rick and my case. My background is in research and data analysis, so I was pretty confident that I would find some answer or some solution that would help Rick through what we knew would be a horrible experience. And what we found, or what we didn't find, and what we found was actually had the opposite effect. It was sort of overwhelming and actually debilitating, even with an MBA from Columbia. I have an MBA from Columbia. Rick's a Harvard graduate, and just nothing seemed to make sense to us. So much of what I would find in one resource would be completely contradicted in the next, and had the fortune of talking to people that had sort of been through Rick's situation before, and as we were going through Rick's diagnosis procedures and once we started treatment, everything that Rick was experiencing seemed to be the opposite of what we'd been advised to expect. So it just seemed like we were sort of going into this downward spiral at the beginning. And you know, when things like that happen, you sort of gravitate to what you know. As I mentioned, my background is in data analysis, and so I decided that I was just going to create my own system. You know, companies had been paying me big money to help them make better decisions using data, to be more efficient, to identify opportunities, to reduce risk. And so I thought, well, let's see if I can apply some of that methodology to Rick's chemo treatment. And so I started recording pretty much everything that Rick did and experienced, and everything from his medications that he was taking and when, what symptoms or side effects did he encounter, how was he feeling physically and emotionally on a daily basis, when was he eating his meals, his exercise activity. And we had, pretty much right out of the gate, an early win in that Rick really struggled with debilitating constipation. I mean, it was to the point that he couldn't walk and trouble sleeping and trouble eating. And I noticed, because I was recording all of this and then translating it into Excel spreadsheets and charts, I noticed that the constipation he was experiencing happened on the days that he was taking a certain anti-nausea medication. And so we took my Excel spreadsheet charts into our next doctor visit, and I pointed to the patterns that I had noticed and asked, could this be what's causing Rick's issue? And our doctor said, you know, well, let's switch out his nausea medication and see if that will work. And so that was the big first aha for us, was that there were actually options. Not only was there another anti-nausea medication that Rick could try, but there was a list of 30 different nausea medications. And so that was empowering to us, because we started to understand that, you know, it wasn't just a one-size-fits-all solution, that there were options in our scenario. And then on top of that, it worked. Rick's constipation went away, and he felt 10 times better and then could start to do some of the other things that were tied to his feeling better. So that's experience empowered me to start tracking everything. As his caregiver, I started to recognize patterns, and it could start to be more proactive and strategic about planning his daily activity. And there were lots of stories like that. Our doctor loved the system because when we would come into our visits, we could point to exactly what was happening and when, and resolve and talk about our options and, you know, and really have an efficient time with that. And that's ultimately what led to ChemoWave.
And why the name ChemoWave?
So I'm glad you asked that, because so when Rick started chemotherapy, he described it like he felt like he was drowning in the ocean. You feel like you can tread water for a while, but exhaustion sort of sets in, and then you're just like trying to keep your head above water, and right when you're about to take a breath, the waves come crashing down on you and push you under, and then you struggle back to the surface, and you start to try to get another breath, and another wave comes and crashes down on you. And we live in Manhattan Beach, when we take our morning runs or walk along the Strand, I noticed that the surfers have a much different experience when they're out there in the water, and they learn how to navigate the waves, and they learn how to catch that wave at just the right spot so that the wave doesn't push them under, but that they actually learn to propel themselves with the waves. And so that's where the name came from. ChemoWave helps patients to learn how to navigate those medications that can sometimes be more detrimental than helpful, and that they would create, they would make you have constipation when they're trying to help you out with nausea. And so helping patients learn to navigate the waves and propel themselves, and that's essentially what ChemoWave does. Helps them propel themselves into the shore through treatment.
Free to all users and available in the Apple Store, the ChemoWave app has gotten great feedback since its launch last July.
Time and again, people saying that they have so much more clarity now on what they're experiencing, and just having a sense of control in what was at the beginning what seemed like a very uncontrollable situation. They feel like they have a sense of control now, and we're helping them to essentially manage the emotional and physical roller coaster of chemotherapy. And so that's we've gotten a lot of feedback and along those lines, and that's been really exciting. But then also from doctors and care providers, the week before we launched, the results of a 7-year clinical trial that was conducted at Memorial Sloan Kettering were presented at the American Society of Clinical Oncologists. And it involved patients through a computer system tracking their symptoms, the symptom severity that they experienced, and then doctors with that insight could intervene or help patients sort of throughout their journey. And the results of the clinical trial showed that patients that were doing this and the doctors that had insights into what patients were experiencing on a daily basis versus, you know, every 3 weeks when they would come in for an appointment, the patients lived longer, had higher survival rates, much higher quality of life throughout treatment, and even visited the emergency room a lot less. So that's been the other exciting thing that's come out of this, because we developed this for patients in mind to give them control in their journey. But doctors and care providers and nurses are also really excited about what we're doing, because it's helping them to make more confident decisions. It's helping them to better manage what a patient experiences throughout treatment versus, you know, patients having to sort of sit back and sort of take it and suffer in silence. It's really facilitating those conversations and creating a much more collaborative care experience and treatment experience. So that's been the other thing.
And Matt isn't done yet. He plans to keep moving the ChemoWave app forward full steam ahead.
We're moving full steam ahead. We just launched ChemoWave version 2 and will continue to incorporate as much automated tracking as possible to alleviate the effort required on behalf of the patient. We are creating a caregiver version of the app, and currently we do have caregivers using ChemoWave and sort of logging patient experiences on behalf of their loved ones, but we've got a lot of feedback that it would be ideal to sort of have two accounts and maybe even provide some insight into what the caregiver is experiencing throughout their journey. They're likely to experience feelings of anxiety and fatigue and stress and all of the things that a patient might be experiencing, too. So we're currently developing a caregiver version. We're also focused on very quickly developing ChemoWave in Espanol and translating ChemoWave into other languages. And then even beyond the oncology space, we have a white label back end, and we've talked to a lot of patients. We have a lot of patients that aren't even going through chemotherapy that are using ChemoWave because it can pretty much apply to any treatment that a patient is going through. There are things that propel you. There are things that make you feel worse, and helping patients to identify those things is very valuable. And so once we get ChemoWave in Espanol and the caregiver version of ChemoWave out there, then we will start developing ImmunoWave and HIVWave and FertilityWave and all sorts of other treatment-specific apps that apply the same sort of methodology to empower patients and also to help doctors make more confident decisions and provide better care as they're going through the treatments.
For anyone going through their own cancer experience, Matt has one piece of advice. Know that you do have control.
My biggest piece of advice is that they do actually have control. I've read all the stuff out there about how there's been studies that have shown that, when patients and caregivers receive a diagnosis, they go online and then they're quickly overwhelmed, and then they sort of turn, it results in a more overwhelming, anxiety, stress-filled experience, and then they sort of then become relegated to being inactive participants in their care and sort of just do what their doctors say and sort of put their head down and take the nausea and take all of these horrible things. But the truth is that most chemotherapy-related side effects can be managed, and that your doctors depend on feedback from you, timely feedback, to manage those issues more effectively. So, yes, it's important, and if you have the ability to go online and to go to the resources and to learn about your diagnosis at the beginning, that's very valuable, but it doesn't stop there. You know your body better than anybody else. As you're going through your treatment experience, you have, whether it's being more active, whether it's drinking more water, whether it's changing your medication, you have some control in the situation, and the better you can be at collaborating with your doctors, the better you can be at managing those horrible issues throughout your treatment.
Tune in next week when we talk to journalist and breast cancer survivor Amy Roback, who is the guest speaker at this year's Bone Health Champions event. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.